blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night.
Hi, this is Ruth, and we're learning the birds. Bird books are useful not only for identifying birds in the field, but for picking out those birds we hope someday to see. That way, if we do see them, we may already know their names. High on my list of someday birds are the tanagers. There are four found in the United States: hepatic, summer, western, and scarlet tanagers. I've read everything I can about the tanager clan, and I've studied the pictures with yearning, but until recently I'd never seen one in life. Tanagers are gorgeous tropical birds, as regal as a cardinal and often as red, but the tanager lacks a crest. The breeding male wears brilliant colors from gold to scarlet, with accents in black. Most tanager females are a subtle greenish-yellow. Tropical tanagers hail from the rainforests of Central and South America. Linnaeus based their common name on the Brazilian word tanagra. Tanagers come north to breed and grace our continent in summer, dwelling in the treetops, hunting insects at high altitude, and nesting in the topmost leaves. Tanager nests can be 40 feet high, a twiggy construction so openly woven, the sky beyond may be clearly visible. They hunt in two different ways, catching insects in the air like flycatchers, or crawling about the leaves and branches with great deliberation, capturing vast quantities of harmful insects. These bright birds spend so much time high in the air above our heads, their brilliant colors can go unnoticed in the leaves. The song of a tanager is robin-like, not quite a cheer-up, cheer-up song, but sweeter and more lyrical, with a slurry, blurry quality that's very appealing. This year, we have a pair of summer tanagers nesting in a giant oak. The male is a solid rose red with an ivory beak, and he sings from his high perch every morning. If the song had words, they might be, "See here, over here, see here, to we? See here, over here, see here, to we?" Heavy spring rains can sometimes drive the lofty tanagers to forage at ground level. One day I looked and saw on a low branch an unforgettable bird. It was radiant crimson with solid black wings and tail. Even in the gloom where it sat, those glowing colors seemed to light up the leaves all around. I knew it was a tanager, for it lacked a crest and had a long, stout beak, but I had to look it up to know that I'd just seen my first scarlet tanager. When I asked a friend if she'd ever seen one, she said the last time was in kindergarten, when she'd been given red and black crayons to color in the bird. The scarlet tanager color scheme had remained in her mind, but since then she'd never seen a live one. Tanagers are among the birds that engage in anting, an odd bird world practice of using ants to dose themselves with acids that rid them of mites and other infestations. Now I can cross two birds off my someday list, the scarlet and summer tanagers. A glimpse at my book shows the western and hepatic still to go. I'll keep my eyes open for those someday birds, well worth seeing any day.
Learning the Birds is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Ruth Beasley of Canadian, Texas.